The other day, a daycare center in downtown Washington, D.C. was evacuated after receiving an anthrax threat. But what started like a scene from the movie Outbreak ended up like another installment of Eloise at the Plaza Hotel. Last week, we spoke with George Terpolowski, who's the manager of the Monarch Hotel in Washington. We also called Sharon Cade. She directs the daycare center that received the threat, which started off pretty scary.
The alarm went off, and it basically said, "This is a real emergency. You need to get out now." And at that point, we immediately gathered the children from all the classes, and we were outside within 60 seconds.
Did the children know what was the nature of the threat?
They did not know what had prompted the alarm. They just knew that we had to get out. They know that whenever the alarm goes off, whether it's real or just a drill, they know that they're to stop what they're doing immediately and to get in line and follow directions.
And now, George Terpolowski, how did these 65 kids end up coming to your hotel for refuge?
Well, the school is located in the building right next door to the hotel, so it was a fairly miserable day outside, and obviously the desire was to get everybody out of the cold and out of the rain and get them inside the hotel. One of our meeting rooms, which is used for a very elegant Sunday brunch, was vacant. All of the other meeting space in the hotel was occupied, and they were shepherded into the room that's called the Colonnade. And obviously, as we would with any guest, but particularly with young children and teachers, we wanted to try to make them as comfortable as possible, as quickly as possible.
Just to be clear, the Monarch Hotel is not $22 a night.
Not at all.
No. It's usually around $250.
This is a luxury hotel.
Yes, it is.
I'm wondering how people responded when they saw all these little kids streaming in the door out of the bad weather.
You know, I think the typical guest probably was curious as to what was going on, but the people that were working inside the hotel responded in the way that I hoped that they would with anybody. They took the initiative and used the hospitality training that they normally would practice on paying guests and extended them to these little munchkins. Now, we do have, a good relationship with the daycare center. They come over to the hotel at Christmas time and sing carols, and we're familiar with them, so we are pretty good neighbors.
So what kind of luxuries did you provide the little munchkins?
But we provided grilled cheese sandwiches and French fries, milk and apple juice. We provided blankets, duvets, and then little coloring books and crayons, and then a TV monitor with a VCR to show videos for the children.
Grilled cheese is basically caviar for five-year-olds, I guess.
Well, frankly, I think it is for most adults, but particularly for kids it is too, yeah.
Now, Sharon, you're back in the daycare center. The kids are back. I've been hearing them behind you. Are they expecting more of this hotel-style treatment, though?
If so, they haven't said yet.
I mean, you get used to this.
They had a ball. I mean, they thought that they were kings and queens.
Now,
the hotel treated them beautifully.
George, how did these kids fit in with the other guests at the Monarch?
They fitted in absolutely perfectly. The employees and managers in the hotel just loved having them there, as we always do and always will in the future. Those are, after all, our future customers.
Well, that's one way to think of it, I suppose. George Terpolowski is the general manager of the Monarch Hotel. Sharon Cade is the director of Capital Kids Daycare. By the way, she offered to pay for the hotel's hospitality, but the hotel politely declined.